Hello and welcome to Know Your Finances on Radio Naira. Listen to Radio Naira exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 4090 AM. I am your host Sukesh Pai. I serve as a wealth manager at Trillium Square Advisors here in Raleigh, North Carolina. In this program, we talk all things personal finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800, or you can also join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/trilliumsquare. We will be learning more about property and casualty insurance today. We will start with our usual disclaimer. Sukesh Pai is the founder and principal of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as the basis for investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors LLC may maintain position in the securities discussed in this program. We have a guest today. His name is Krish Parlikar. He runs an insurance agency for Allstate in the Triangle area. Hi, Krish. Welcome to Know Your Finances. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. Could you please tell us more about yourself and your agency?
Good morning, Mr. Sukesh Pai.
Good morning.
Nice to be with you today morning. I came from India in 2012 after a long innings of running my own business for almost 30, 40 years. To join my children, and I settled with my daughter at Chapel Hill, and I was looking to start something on my own. And I came across the insurance industry and got the licenses for property, casualty, life, etc. And joined Ravi Reddy, Allstate insurance agent in Cary, North Carolina.
Okay.
And I worked with him for about a year, and with his help and guidance, I could buy the current Allstate agency in Whitsett, not very far from Chapel Hill. And from August 1, 2018, I have been running this agency quite successfully. And incidentally, my wife, Raji, also took her license in property, casualty, life, etc., and joined my agency as a licensed sales producer. They call it LSP. Yeah, that is my short story.
That is wonderful. So this is an experience of a real life entrepreneur coming to the US and being successful in the US and buying your own agency. This is wonderful. This is really, really great to hear. Today, you know, I want to talk about, you know, what it is that you do for your clients and, you know, kind of understand that from the perspective of, you know, maybe a younger family immigrating to the US. So, you know, I want to take the life cycle of an immigrating family and kind of go through their life events to explore, you know, how and what types of insurance is relevant to them. So to start off, a new family immigrates to the US. Initially, they rent an apartment close to their work, for example, and they buy a used car to drive around, right? So these are the basic necessities of an American life. So for such a young family, can you describe, you know, what type of insurance coverage they should, you know, consider?
Yeah, this is a good question. You know, when somebody comes from India, maybe at the age of 25, 30, and they start a life here, of course, they rent a house. So first thing, I would recommend them to get a renter's policy to cover the own good, own stuff, they call it here. And also keep, I mean, to be safe from any liability claim by anybody, because you know this country is a country of litigation, and for any small thing you may face with any liability claims. So we offer them a renter's policy, and it will cover maybe your personal property about 10,000-15,000 to start with, and minimum liability about 100,000. And I this see. May cost you something like about $100-$120 per year.
Not very costly. I see. So for $100 or $120 a year, what you're covering is your own property. So let's say, you know, property gets damaged within the rented apartment, or, you know, it gets stolen. then you know you can claim that property. What about you know you're working in the kitchen and you know you suddenly pull the pipe and the pipe breaks and things like that? Is that also covered under the renter's policy?
That's covered by the homeowner's the landlord policy by the landlord.
Got
it. The home is covered by him, you know.
Okay.
So your own property is covered by you.
Got
it. The owner's property is covered by the owner.
Got it. So it only, I see. So it only covers your property, but you know, I'm trying to understand, you know, what is the liability coverage that it covers?
Yeah, the liability coverage, of course, if the landlord says it is your mistake, your liability will be there for good.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if he comes and says that you pulled the pipe and that's why it broke, then it will cover.
That liability covered by the 100,000 liability coverage we give.
Okay.
You can go up to 300,000 if you want.
I see. So the maximum that you can get is 300,000 of coverage.
Yeah.
And what you suggest is that it's a good thing to have because the cost is, you know, fairly low, but you know, in case something bad happens, at least you know you have some kind of coverage available.
Yeah. One more thing is this helps in the long run. You know, once you have a renter's policy and gradually you buy a home in the long run, this gives you some extra weight on the homeowner's policy. You get some discount on that.
I see. Is that because you know you are staying with the same insurance carrier, or would it also be available if you go to a different carrier?
Yeah, even if you go to a different carrier, it goes on your insurance history, you know. You have been insurance planned and you have maintained your insurance policy for 3 years or 4 years. That carries.
Got it. And what would you suggest on the car? So what kind of insurance should they be looking for the car?
Yeah, car, at least you should have the minimum liability coverage. Suppose you buy an old car. So the collision and comprehensive may not be that important, but the liability, you know, if you hit somebody or if you hit some goods or some property, then there is a liability. So minimum liability coverage should be there. And again, when somebody comes from India, he has a license in India for maybe 10 years. But then here in this country, you are treated as an inexperienced driver, at least for 3 years.
I see.
And when you go to get a license in DMV, you have to get a certificate called DL123. So that you get a auto policy without no car, non-owned car owner's policy. You don't have a car, but you have a policy to cover the liability. With that, we give a certificate DL123. And with that, you go to DMV and apply for your learner's license. And once you get a learner's license, you can buy you get a permanent license, you can buy a car and give a auto policy. Without a license,
I see.
You cannot get an auto policy, you know.
I see. So tell me more about that DL123. So what does that cost? You know, when somebody lands here and, you know, they don't have any car, they don't have a license, they have to apply for a license. This is the first thing that they have to do.
Yeah, they have to go to any agent, I mean, not necessarily Allstate, any other insurance agent and apply for a non-owner's policy.
Okay.
And it may cost about, per month, maybe about maximum $30.
Got it. I see.
So take it for a month.
Right. So this is only until they get their license.
Well,
like what you're saying, maybe it's a month or two and then it is done.
Yeah. Then you get the permanent coverage, you know. And if it is an old car, it is at least we should have the minimum coverage for liability. Collision and comprehensive, it is up to you to take it or not to take it. But if there is a loan on the car, the companies insist that you should have the collision coverage.
I see. So just to dissect this, if I'm buying an old car out and I pay the money for it and, you know, there is no loan on the car, then it is sufficient just to get a liability insurance.
Which means
it will, you know, if you are in an accident, it will cover the cost of repairing the other car that is involved. It doesn't cover the cost of repairing your car.
No, not your car.
Okay. And the cost of this type of insurance will be the lowest. Right?
The lowest. But again, you know, since you are an inexperienced driver, when you are coming from India, first 3 years, your premium will be high.
I see. Because,
you have no previous insurance history in this country.
I see.
These are the two drawbacks.
And
one more thing, one more thing is your credit score. In North Carolina, the premium is linked to your credit score. And a man coming from India, They don't have any credits for here, no credit history. So this is something not very good in this state, but in states like California, they don't link the credit score with your auto premium.
Interesting. So, so what you're saying is that in addition to your experience, number of years of driving experience in the US, your credit score also matters. So, yeah. So you know, if you are a young person, less than 25, I heard that, you know, the age also matters. Is that the case? Yeah. Or is it only because, you know, when you're young, your credit score is not fully established?
Along with the age comes the experience of driving, you know.
Got so it.
In this country, people get license at the 16. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 19, 20, you become an experienced driver.
I see.
A man coming from India is inexperienced for 3 years. Even though I had 50 years experience in India, but when I started here, again, I was an inexperienced driver.
Got it. So, you know, I'm a 35-year-old male who comes to the US. I don't have any driving experience. I'm basically starting from ground zero. For the first 3 years, I might pay higher premium on my car insurance. And then, you know, it kind of slowly normalizes or reduces from there.
After 3 years, you are on par with the other people.
I see.
But your credit score matters every time.
Got it. I see.
Okay.
Very good. So this is great information in terms of, you know, somebody starting out in the US on what they need to look at and how they got to get started. So now let's move on and say that, you know, they have been here for some number of years, you know, at least 3 years, like what you said. And now, you know, they are looking at buying a home, right? And how does that affect, you know, their existing insurance coverage, or, you know, what additional things should they be thinking about?
In most of these insurance companies, they call a discount, or it's called a bundling discount. You know, if you have an auto and a renters policy, and you apply for a home insurance policy, you get a special discount if you're going with the same company.
I see.
So you get a discount there. Plus, the homeowner's insurance is also again linked to your credit score, you know. Premium is linked to your credit score. So most of these, our people, they start after 3 years, the score must be good. And again, if you put your wife or spouse in the policy, even her or his credit score also matters.
I see. So generally, you know, when people buy a home, they have their spouses also listed on the home, which means that now when you're taking an insurance, you know, both of them are listed on that insurance. And what you're saying is that if one has a better credit score and the other one doesn't have a good score, then maybe the insurance goes by the lower score, and then your premium might be higher.
It will adversely affect your premium.
I see.
Yeah.
Can you give us a sense of, you know, what that difference might be on a home insurance?
Home insurance, it may for an year or for an annual fee premium, it may be about $200-$300 more.
Compared
to a better score.
I see.
So depending on how bad is your score.
Got it.